You're listening to KNKX, and we recently spent a day celebrating the centennial of the Ballard locks. Now, the locks have operated using the same technology for the last century, good old-fashioned gravity. To experience how the locks work, 88.5's Ed Ronco took a trip through them with the crew of the MV Puget.
5 o'clock, just before dawn, the sky above Ballard is turning from black to blue. The water in Salmon Bay is still, but the crew of this boat, the MV Puget, is not still. They're about to get underway. We are going from these fresh waters into Puget Sound. Skip Green captains this vessel and jokes that they're the Sound's garbage men, picking up debris from the waters between the Canadian border and Olympia.
Trees, docks, boats.
What do you do with it?
We bring them all, most of them all back here, and then we pile them up on these barges we have out there. About 90% of it gets recycled.
Two barges are visible just across the water, and they're piled high with debris, all just sitting there as though some enormous hand just set them down. That enormous hand would be this vessel, the Puget, 104 feet long, 35 feet wide, built in 1944 to pick up seaplanes during World War II. It's been in service here on the West Coast since the mid-1980s. It is high tide in the Sound right now, but Salmon Bay, where we are, is higher, about 21 feet above sea level. So, to get out into the Sound, we need to drop about 10 or 11 feet.
Locks, Puget?
Puget, this locks, go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to be outbound.
The bow of the Puget swings away from the pier, and we make a sweeping turn to aim into the large lock.
So we're just coming around the end of the quay wall. So the lake side of the wall, we're going to be set up for our approach into the locks. We'll just stand by along the wall here, wait for the tower personnel to call us and let us know that it's clear to go in the locks, that they're ready to receive our lines.
There's a traffic light here, just like on the road, except without a yellow. And when it changes from red to green, the Puget motors forward into the lock. Ahead of us, enormous concrete gates. Behind the Puget, another set of gates begins to move.
Yeah, as soon as the gates are closed, then they'll open up the valves up there, and the water will pour out down below the locks there, and we'll just start dropping down.
To our left is a control tower where an operator can drain the locks with the simple push of a lever. It takes about 4 minutes for the valves to open completely. That's because the pipes the water will flow through are huge.
The tunnels in the walls are about 8 feet by 18 feet.
Jason Preston is one of the lock and dam operators who works in the control tower.
That's a lot of water to be moving from one side to the other. That's a big pipe.
What happens next is both astonishing and simple. Astonishing because more than 11,000 bathtubs full of water will move out of this lock every minute. Simple because it's all just gravity. One higher bucket of water, basically, draining into a lower bucket of water.
Gravity is cheap and the law. Huh? The law of gravity. You like that? That's a Locke's joke.
Back on the Puget, Skip Green and I and the crew are watching as we gently drop to the level of the salt water ahead of us.
And it's really quite fast. I mean, we're already down several feet from where we were.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they're big holes. When the fish are running, the salmon and stuff like that are running, they go slower because they don't want to suck the fish through the valves. So they control how fast they, you know, how fast they can go up and down.
Deckhands feed more line as the Puget moves down from the wall where it's tied up, and once the level of the lock matches the level of Puget Sound, the gates in front of us start to open.
Okay, so we'll let all the lines loose, and then we'll exit the locks.
The Puget unties from the wall and pulls forward. Skip pulls over to the shore so I can hop off. He and his crew are headed out for at least a couple days. This year, about 50,000 vessels will pass through these locks, like we just did, as the giant gates keep opening and closing, as they've done for the last century.
That story from 88.5's Ed Ronco taking us through the Ballard locks. KNKX recently spent a day commemorating the lock centennial. You can hear the rest of the stories from that day at knkx.org.